talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Baby, 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 I'm coming home. Your tender, sweet loving, you're my one and only one. The world needs a bitter taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I want. Wanna be your ride.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barclay with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song is Coming Home by Leon Bridges, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Carrie Gadian with Butler Woods Purposeful Design. And she has a spectacular line of cabinetry that she's going to be telling us about. Also, Ranuk Shaw with Cosmos Charleston, and they have a huge warehouse of packed with hundreds and hundreds of slabs of stone in North Charleston. Also, we'll be talking with general contractor Kevin Kalman with Kalman Remodeling, and also finally John Shelton with Home Fit. But I did want to remind you that the new issue, the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, is available, and we urge you to pick it up. It's got Julianne Taylor on the cover, and we had our big magazine release party last night at Charleston Amish Furniture, thanks to them. And also, there's a big sale going on today only at Charleston Lighting and West Ashley. So check that out and have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Carrie Gadian with Butler Woods Purposeful Design. How are you? How are you, Carrie?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Good, good. Thank you. Carrie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Butler Woods Purposeful Design.
Butler Woods Purposeful Design is a collective showroom that we have built on Long Point Road in Mount Pleasant. It features our own product line of custom cabinetry. In tune with that is that we have multiple selections of different types of countertops, tile, and different type of hard finishes that one would do when remodeling or building a home.
All right, great. That sounds good. When someone visits the Butler Woods Purposeful Design showroom, what do you have on display there?
So as you walk in, we made it a distinct variation of when you walk into the showroom, I want it to feel as though you're walking into a personal home. So we've done different type of wall textures with shiplap and or paint finishes. And what you will see primarily is we have one large main display, which really represents a coastal kitchen that people really tend to gravitate towards in this area. We have a white oak beautiful island with then a Soji white beautiful shaker style perimeter countertop kitchen display. We've done some cute different things with closets where I made a wine room in one of our old IT closets that where I've put in the hardwood floors, a lovely cabinet with a really unique different type of countertop with brick and all of that on the walls. So you can kind of feel like you have your own little special wine room. And as you go further down, we have another very contemporary modern display that we are offering also. And then to the left of this other display is a home bar made out of a lovely walnut, again, with a great textured wall, and all that to show off our cabinetry and also show off different types of areas you can put in your room. And then finally, we have a whole outdoor cabinet line that is from Florida. That is actually one of the only products that is basically, it's actually made out of wood, but can withstand the climate in Charleston, whereas most other outdoor cabinetries are a fiberglass base. So this is a pure wood base. So we have that display also, of course, with a countertop. We threw in a little kegerator in there to get some of the guys excited when they come in. They'll see Guinness on tap right at their fingertips. And then just multiple different styled doors and colors and all of that that we offer.
All right. That sounds great. How did you get started in this business?
I kind of through osmosis. I've been with my husband, who is, you know, we're 35 years in. I think we're 36.
Congratulations.
This summer. Thank you. So he's always been in the home building industry. I was in the advertising industry in New York for 26 years. And I kind of just, you know, for the last few years has been looking around and trying to figure out like all the ins and outs of Charleston and noticing that, you know, home building, it really is such a creative process in this town. It's a real heavy hitter of an industry in this town. So I just was looking to offer a place where multiple builders and or designers could come in here to then create the spaces for their clients that, you know, they have the access to create their own doors. They have the access to create their own layouts. Since it's custom, it does not have to rely on semi-custom lines regarding sizing and all of that. So I think I was just trying to figure out a way to give more designers in the town a blank canvas to work on when they're creating these spaces for their clients.
Well, that's great. And who would you say the homeowners are, the people that you feel like Butler Woods Purposeful Design, who you can help?
Being here in this town for over 20 years now, it's a certain lifestyle, and you're on the go. There's a lot, you know, with kids and wear and tear on your home, entertaining, the climate. So I feel like what I've been really gravitating towards is kind of doing either like remodels or refreshing on homes that really relate to that individual, that client's lifestyle. So I think that's why we also wanted to incorporate like an outdoor line, because I feel like in this day and age with what people are doing, it's like you're at soccer all day and then you're coming home, letting the kids play in the yard and creating, you know, either cocktail hours with friends or kids running around in the neighborhood. So I feel like I'm gravitating more towards like younger families, but like any lifestyle where it's just, you know, we're entertainers in this town. Like that's what you do. Like you live a lot outside too. So I'm really trying to incorporate spaces where you have an easy flow from one area to the other and a product that can maintain the beating and batterings of having a young family in your kitchen at all times and their friends. But I think like there's not per se one demographic I'm looking for. I think it's more of just kind of giving people a product that I know can outlast the wear and tear of from when your kids are little to when they're young adults to like my children are 25 and 22. And even when they're at my house now, it's like I have to create spaces that function for a certain type of lifestyle. So that's kind of, it's just more of like, and to be honest, now that I'm actually really thinking about it, what I'm really gravitating towards is like the older neighborhoods where you have these all different rooms and different sizes. I think remodeling brings a whole nother level to kind of trying to figure out a design aesthetic for a house and how it can flow and how it works. So I think that's what I've been having the most fun with, is just more of the remodeling of older homes by keeping the architecture relevant, yet keeping to the tradition of what the home calls for.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, it sounds like people who have a dated space, dated kitchen or bathroom, they know they want to update it. They want to improve their space, but they don't exactly know what the first turn is to do that. Sounds like those folks, you folks at Butler Woods Purposeful Design could definitely help with. And then, of course, people who are building new custom homes, that's a customer that Butler Woods Purposeful Design can help with as well.
Exactly, because it's funny, because when I'm thinking about like the clients that I'm working with right now, and what we keep going back to is the size of the space doesn't matter. And, you know, as long as it's efficient and effective. And that's kind of what I love about this product line that Butler Woods is because you don't have to have a tremendous amount of cabinets to make it a great functional space. It's because of like the inserts that we have in each cabinet makes, you know, like we all know that corner cabinet that everything gets thrown in the back and like lost in the weird lazy Susan we all grew up with. Now it's like, you know, due to like just RevaShelf and other type of inserts, you know, all of those spaces become more utilized. And so that little corner cabinet that used to be the abyss that you'd lose your Rice-A-Roni in, now you have stuff where you can actually pull the shelf out. You can see what's in there and then it goes right back in. So organizationally, I think we offer a lot. So it's not even... It's more effective and efficient than just having a box with a shelf or two and then like putting things in there. We do a lot of rollouts, a lot of custom work that way, which is all part of the package too. People are, I think, also used to like with a semi-custom line, then you start having all these add-ons to make them efficient and effective cabinetry. This is all inclusive with Butler Woods when we design for you. So all those nuances that make something really neat and easy to use is all part of our package.
Well, that's great. Well, tell our listeners where Butler Woods Purposeful Design is located and how they can get in touch with Butler Woods Purposeful Design.
So we are located at 725 Long Point Road. We're suite 102. It's a little business collective right off of Long Point across from Seacoast Church. So we're really close to 526. We're in the middle of Mount Pleasant, so we're kind of a great location for most people. We are a destination. And our website will be www.butler/woods.com, which will be up very soon. And but our doors are open. We are, you know, we're at our finishing touches of getting all the perfect aesthetics done. But all in all, the cabinets are in, we have our countertops, and so I can walk anybody through it whenever they want.
Well, that's great. Well, and you can always find Butler Woods Purposeful Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Carrie Gadian with Butler Woods Purposeful Design. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Raunik Shaw with Cosmos Charleston. How are you, Raunik?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
You bet. Raunik, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Cosmos Charleston.
Well, Cosmos is a very old company. I mean, it started in 2005. Cosmos Charleston started in 2017, wherein we were in a much smaller location. I would say about 38,000, 39,000 square feet. And then in 2023, we built up a brand new facility over here in Charleston. It's about 71,000 square feet with the state-of-the-art material that we have over here and a very modern showroom that we have created, an experience for the customers to come in, walk around this massive showroom and have a great experience while selecting their stones.
Gotcha. So Cosmos Charleston, you folks are known for providing stone and quartz materials for people who want new countertops in their kitchen and bathroom and various parts of the home, right?
Yes. So we work with a lot of fabricators over here that use builders, they use architects, they also work with homeowners. So basically, it's a huge variety. You can come with a small project, and you can even come with a bigger project. So we definitely have worked with a lot of hotels around. When they want to do their, the hotels when they come to do the renovation of the entire hotel with the vanities and everything. We have done a bunch of apartment complexes also over here. And you're looking at almost like 800 units in apartment complexes. We did a designer hotel in Savannah as well a few years back. Can't remember the name on top of my head. And then, so we are into basically everything. You come with whatever project you have and we'll be more than happy to help you. For us, there's nothing as a big project or a small project. Like mm-hmm. I said, come with a bathroom project. We'll be giving the same time and attention that we'll give it to you if you come with a project of a boutique hotel or a multi-million dollar house or an apartment complex. So mm-hmm. it's the same thing. Service with us remains very consistent.
Gotcha. And Cosmos Charleston, you folks are known as a stone wholesaler. So, and you mentioned the term fabricator, and the fabricator is the one that goes out to your house and measures the space and then cuts the stone. But the stone originates from Cosmos Charleston, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. It basically originates from Cosmos Charleston location. Yes.
And from what I understand, the fabricator, ultimately they will ask the homeowner to visit Cosmos Charleston to pick out the slab and approve it before they start cutting it, right?
Yes. So what happens is that it's we help them with a lot of picking up the slab. So let's say a customer comes in and they say that, okay, I'm looking for a specific slab. We'll take them towards it. They will see it. We will then, of course, they make multiple selections. After that, we send that information to their fabricator of choice, whoever they have picked up. We send them all the information that they need. Then, the fabricator talks to the customer. They decide that, okay, we want to go with option A. So when the customer comes back with an option A, we open up a few slabs for them. They pick up, they like where the flow is going. So we help them decide which slabs they want to pick up. And then we put a tag onto it with a hand selection note on with the name of the customer and the fabricator. And then we ship those particular slabs to the fabricator of their choice.
Gotcha. Okay. And that explains why Cosmos Charleston has a, did you say it's a 70,000 square foot warehouse?
71,000 square feet. Yeah.
Yeah. And how many slabs does of material does Cosmos Charleston have on hand at any given time?
At any given time? Oh my God. I don't know how to say this. You'll be surprised. But at any given time, combined marble, quartzites, quartz, granite. Looking at about right now. Hold on. Let me log into my system and I can tell you on hand right now how much I have. Well, I have close to 18,000 slabs right now.
18,000 slabs. Wow. Yes. That's impressive. That's impressive. And so you need that 71,000 square foot warehouse to keep all those slabs. And for our listeners who may not be familiar with that terminology, a slab, can you describe what a slab looks like?
Well, a slab is basically like, okay, you take a piece of bread and, you know, you cut it in square. When you go out to the grocery store and you buy a loaf of bread and, you know, it's cut in a certain size. So that's how it is. It's like a big square piece. It comes in different sizes, but an average square footage is close to 60 square feet that you can get from a slab. Anywhere from 50 to 60 square feet you can get from a natural stone. Now, when you're going towards quartz, which is a man-made material, you're looking at least 70, 75 square feet, because we carry only super jumbo slabs. We don't have many. So you can get a lot of yield out of those slabs, the quartz slabs that we have.
Mm, gotcha. And I've described what a slab is. It's sort of like an oversized sheet of plywood. And it's you know, tall about how many centimeters thick might that that slab be?
Three centimeters. So a natural stone can come anywhere from 2 centimeter to 3 centimeter to even 5 centimeters. So we have done some custom marble jobs for a few people, and they wanted a 5 centimeter slab. So we can provide that as well.
Mm, okay, very good. And what are you finding, homeowners and interior designers? What's most popular with those folks in terms of what types of stone and quartz materials?
So when I first started over here, you know, taking you a little bit back, it was more on the natural stone side. Then, you know, after 2018, 2019, we started seeing the shift going, people going more towards the quartz side. So basically right now, Cosmos has over, I would say, over 40 to 45 colors in quartz that we have. It's all made by the same Breton technology and super jumbo, no Boeing issues, nothing. So the trend, yes, definitely I can see is moving more towards quartz because it's easy to maintain, you know, and it's it's not that porous. So hygiene-wise, it's definitely good. And then, of course, marble, because it looks like Charleston definitely has a niche on the Italian marbles. So, yes, those are the things that we are definitely seeing right now in this market.
Mm.
And so I would say about 40% is natural stone, and then about 60% is quartz right now for us in this particular market. Now, if you ask me about my other locations, it's different. Some locations are more on the natural, some are less on the man-made side.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And when you say man-made, that's the quartz that you're referring to, and
correct.
That's still using quartz material that is natural. It's just that it's and you know this better than I do, but it's a man-made creation using natural quartz material.
Yes, you're absolutely right, sir.
Gotcha.
You said it just right. Are you sure you were not in this line before?
you're too kind. And from what I've experienced over the years, a lot of homeowners and interior designers, they would love to put marble in their kitchen because they love that look of the white stone with the gray the veining, the gray veining and so forth. But marble is a softer material, and whereas quartz can mimic the look of marble, but it's much harder and won't stain like marble will in your kitchen.
Yes, I encourage people. I mean, if you have a very high traffic kitchen, if you're entertaining a lot, and if money is not a concern, then definitely go with the Italian marbles that you have. But if you really want that look of marble and you entertain a lot, and you know you are a little bit lazy in cleaning up the kitchen after everybody leaves, then I would highly recommend to go with quartz. Marble will definitely need a lot of care and a lot of attention to make sure that it retains its quality. Once you say quality, people say that, oh, it's a bad product. No, it is not. It's just that it being natural stone, you really have to take extra care for the product. Mm-hmm. Of course, you get a lot of things that you can apply on marble to make it itch-proof and scratch-proof and all those things. But let me tell you one thing. It doesn't matter how much you're going to apply a wax on your car to make it look nice and clean. Somebody is going to ding it mm-hmm. one way or the other if you're in a parking lot or something like that. So that's mm-hmm. where I tell you that. It's nothing is bulletproof. You can stain, you can mess up anything if you're not careful mm-hmm. with it.
And marble is more susceptible, and all you need is a glass of, forget to leave a glass of red wine on your marble countertop in the kitchen, and it'll stain.
Yes, yes. And again, you can stain anything. There are all these claims that are out there that you cannot stain certain things. You can stain any material. Even quartz can be stained. You need to understand, because like you said, and like, you know, we are talking about it, that it is still made out of natural products. Yes, it will not stain as easily as a natural stone will. But yes, you can definitely stain these products. It's not that you cannot. That's what I always tell my people. Whoever comes to me and will ask me, I tell them very upfront, you know, there's nothing to hide about things by saying, oh, this is bulletproof, you will not be able to stain it. No, I need to find a product which is bulletproof.
Gotcha.
And I've been in this industry for a very long time.
Right, right. Like an Airbnb. You don't expect the people that are renting your Airbnb for the weekend to be that careful. You want to have that extra care with the extra durability.
Yeah. Some people will use the Airbnb as their own house, and some people will just use it as, hey, I paid for it, so I don't care.
Right, right. Well, how can folks get more information about Cosmos Charleston, and where is Cosmos Charleston located that they can come visit you folks?
So we are located on 6920 Weber Boulevard in North Charleston, in Latson, 29456. Again, the road that we are on, Weber, is actually getting connected to 26. So basically, if you're coming from Mount Pleasant side, I think it's going to be exit. I assume they're going to name it exit 207. Mm-hmm. And if you're coming from the next inside, then I think it's still going to be the same exit 207, I believe. So the access to the location, the reason why we came here is because we knew how the city was planning to connect this particular Weber 226, where it's going to be easier access for people to go in and out and to visit Cosmos. What you can experience when you come here is definitely the service that we provide. I'm very proud about my company and about this particular location is about the people that I work with. And what I have learned in my years of experience in this business or any business that I grew up while I was in India and then I moved to US, is my dad taught me only one thing, that you are as good as the people with your company. Mm-hmm. And one person cannot achieve all the goals in his or her life. You have to have a team to achieve your goals. And for me, I'm extremely proud of the team that I'm working with. I have a great team. People like when they come here, they give attention to every single person that they are here. And that's the niche that I have in this market, is that I have one of the best customer service that you can come across.
Well, that's great. And that's very generous of you to speak so highly of your staff. You're absolutely right. You're only as good as the people that work with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good deal. And how about on the web? How can folks do more research on Cosmos Charleston?
You can definitely go on website, Cosmos Charleston. I mean, we have multiple locations. You just have to go into location, click on our location, and just go from there.
All right, great. And you can always find Cosmos Charleston within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been speaking with Ranuk Shaw with Cosmos Charleston. Thanks so much, Ranuk.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And now we're talking with general contractor Kevin Kalman with Kalman Remodeling. How are you doing, Kevin?
Great, Tim. How's things with you guys?
Good, good. Kevin, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Kalman Remodeling.
We're a small family-owned company. We are a design-build construction company. We ordinarily do the design specifications. We have an engineer we work very closely with who does our structural plans. And then we do the construction almost entirely in-house. We have very few subcontractors, and the ones that we do have, we've had for over a decade.
Hmm. Gotcha. And that's opposed to most general contractors that they have maybe themselves an office manager and maybe a few job site supervisors that go and check on the subcontractors that are hired.
That's correct. You know, when you're doing new construction, if nobody shows up on site, it's not the end of the world. But when you're in Mrs. Wilson's kitchen and nobody shows up because your subcontractor, you know, had to go someplace else, or, you know, as we call it, throws you the ghost,
right?
You know, just doesn't show. So, you know, all hell breaks loose. Mm-hmm. So the way that I grew up, my dad was a builder. I grew up swinging a hammer. And when we moved here, you know, we tried the whole subcontracting thing, and it just wasn't good. It just did not work with what we were trying to do and the service we were trying to provide to our clients. So we went back to the hiring our own guys and then training them and then working with them. And almost all the guys that we have with us have been with us well over 10 years.
Mm.
You know, it's amazing when you treat them right and you pay them that they, you know, they keep coming back. So, you know, and our, you know, our offshoot of going in, and I went back to school and got my plumbing license and my HVAC license and my electrical license. And that allows us to do all that stuff in house. So we're not waiting for somebody to show up who's out deer hunting or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's nothing worse than that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it puts an awful lot of extra pressure on you, though, because you've got a lot of mouths to feed. And whereas subcontractors are just what you know, if you think about the word, you're subbing out that work to them, and you don't pay them until the work is done. Whereas how many staffers does Kalman Remodeling have?
We have 8 guys in the field. And then there's Christina and myself in our office and in the supervision role. The interesting thing about the subcontractor thing is that when times are bad, it's a lot easier to be a contractor and use subcontractors. When times are good, it's really hard to do that because the subcontractors have a ton of work, and there is nothing saying that, you know, if you use them on job A, B, and C, that they're actually going to show up on job D,
mm-hmm.
because somebody else can offer them more money and they can start on your job and run to chase the paycheck, and they're gone. So, you know, you really don't control them, and you don't control their schedule. And that's really what this comes down to. It's schedules and people's lives. So trying to weigh one against the other, it's really hard to. It really depends on what you want to do. If you want to probably maximize your return on your investment and, you know, make as much money as possible, you could probably make more money being a contractor who does the hires all the subcontractors.
Mm-hmm.
If you're about service and you don't want the callbacks and you don't want to deal with all this other stuff, I think it's a better model to have guys that work for you that you know what they're going to do and when they're going to show up. It's a lot more headaches because you're dealing with people, and people have families and people have crises, and, you know, it is what it is. That's life.
So right.
You got to make a call one way or the other. You can't do both.
How long has Kalman Remodeling been operating in Charleston?
This is my 43rd year in business. So it's the only job that I've ever had, and we've been in Charleston since 1996. So we've been here a fair amount of time at this point.
Yeah.
So,
I think the first time I met you, Kevin, was when we were involved with ABC News 4 in doing one of those home makeover type projects. When ABC used to have that big home makeover show on TV, used to air every Sunday, and there was a family, I think, in North Charleston, and you were the general contractor on that project. And I as far as I remember, everybody was volunteering to do the labor and materials and things like that for free.
We did a few of those with ABC4. We did a couple of them over a few years. And everything was donated. We donated all our time, the planning, the time. The building department's bent over backwards for us at the time to show up and give us inspections at 8 o'clock at night so we could keep going. And I think the one you're referring to was a gentleman who was in the Air Force maybe at the time, and they needed help. Mm-hmm. I think at the time, and I still recall that. It was, you know, you get into those things and then you watch them on TV.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like they show you on TV.
Right. So. Right. and that kind of speaks to for as long as I've known you, Kevin, you've been a very generous, very giving person. You care about your employees and the homeowners you do work with, and you've told me some stories off the air about helping taking in neighborhood kids and things like that. I know it's uncomfortable to talk about yourself, but I was just wondering if you could maybe elaborate on that a little bit.
One of the things that I'm absolutely the most proud of is that I would say anybody who's worked for us for, say, more than 5 years, 6 years, we probably have a 80% and up rate of people who have been able to go out and either afford a new home or, you know, buy a home or something along those lines. That's one of the things that we're most proud of. I mean, we're only here so long, so trying to do good seems like the right thing to do. And, you know, it's the way we were raised, and you just, you know, when there's a opportunity to help and you can, you should. So that's kind of what we do.
Right. Well, talk about some of the projects over the last year that Kalman Remodeling has been involved with that you're most proud of. Maybe some additions or kitchen or bathroom remodels or outdoor living spaces.
We just wrapped up a project down in Ravenel that was one of the more interesting things we've done in years. And I was telling someone that if you stay in business, you're lucky enough to be in business, and those, you know, the cyclical nature of the economy doesn't take you out in one of these trips up and down the graph, you'll get a couple of these jobs over 40 years. And it's probably maybe in the top three or four jobs that we've done over that span of time. A lot of it has to do with the planning, the design, the client's expectations, how involved the clients are, and the total focus of the project from the beginning to the end. And it was just one of these projects that it was designed by a gentleman in Washington, D.C., who'd never been to Charleston. And, you know, clients brought me the plans, and we looked at them and said, you know, it's a pretty good plan, but I think we need to do this, this, and this because of, you know, where we're at and to make it fit into the neighborhood that it was in. And they allowed, the architect allowed me to modify his plans for the ARB in the neighborhood, and it allowed us to put the economy pencil to it in certain areas to try to save the client some funds. And they were on board from the start, and it was one of these jobs that it just like rolled. I mean, we, you know, you, you show up every day. We were there every day. The neighbors were calling the clients because they didn't live here and saying, these people show up every day. They couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's one of these things where when you control the schedule, they ought to be showing up every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just a really fantastic project with great clients and interesting finishes. And when it was all done and the clients moved their furniture in and so forth, it's really an amazing project.
Hmm. So, what was the scope of work?
This was an actual new house as opposed
new
to
construction.
A remodeling
gotcha.
Project. Because we do both, you know, most guys do one or the other, but we've always done both. That was the way that I was raised on Nantucket Island, that, you know, when my dad was a builder, you would build a house for the postman down the street, and you would build a house for a summer guy, and you would fix the ladies next door fence. And you know, you'd do an outdoor shower for some guy, but, you know, we did it all. And when we moved here, I'd never seen the, you know, I only do new stuff, or I only do additions, or I only do, you know, renovations. You know, where I came from, you did it all because that's where your work came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the best jobs I ever got in my whole life was because I did an outdoor shower for somebody.
Hmm.
And then they passed me on to their brother, who then passed me on to their sister-in-law, you know, and then that family member passed me on to one of the most renowned architects in America to build his house.
Hmm.
So, you know, it all started with that outdoor shower. So,
well,
you just never know.
And more than that, you of just building a small project like an outdoor shower, but you did it in such a way that it you did what you promised them you would do, and that doesn't happen all the time. People, there's a lot of talkers out there, and people say things they don't. I remember my first boss, the guy I consider my mentor, he said, you know, if you just do what you say you're going to do, you'll be in the top 1%. And I couldn't believe that as a young college graduate, that it could be that simple.
Yep. Yeah. I tell people that if you answer the phone and show up, it's amazing how busy you were.
So, true.
Same thing.
But, right.
Yeah, same idea.
But kitchen remodels, bathroom remodeling, additions, screen rooms. Those are all projects that Kalman Remodeling has tackled, right?
Oh gosh, yes, tons and tons of each one of those. Each one of those. So we probably done. I don't know. We've probably done 300 kittens.
Wow.
in the Charleston area, and wow. Baths. And so we probably built 300-400 houses over 40 years.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Good for you. Well, you have to, being around for 40 years in business, you have to have a lot of happy customers in order to do that. And, you know, that's not always the case with general contractors. You hear stories about how the homeowners love the GC at the beginning of the project, but they want to wring their necks at the end. So that's not the case with Kalman Remodeling.
Well, I think that it comes down to that nobody cares how you start. They only care how you finish.
Yeah.
You know, because that's
true.
All they remember. That's
right.
All anybody remembers. So, you know, if you start like gangbusters and then everybody disappears for 3 months and then, you know, you come in at the end and you try to get all that goodwill back, it's never coming back.
Right.
So
makes sense. That's true. Well, how can folks get more information about Kalman Remodeling?
They can look us up online at www.kalmanconstruction.com, where they can call us at our office at 843-856-0515. I'm happy to make an appointment and come on out and take a look at the project. And the way that it works with us is that I get them back a written ballpark estimate within a week. And if someone wants to proceed from there, then we continue on down the line. And if someone says, no, that's more money than I want to spend, then no harm, no foul, you know, and we just continue on our way.
Right. Well, good deal. And you can always find Kalman Remodeling within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with general contractor Kevin Kalman with Kalman Remodeling, and that's Kalman with a K, K-A-L-M-A-N. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thanks, Tim. You take care.
And now we're talking with John Shelton with HomeFit. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. John, take a moment and tell our listeners all about HomeFit.
Sure. So HomeFit is a preventive maintenance company that specializes in doing, you know, performing the routine maintenance and preventive maintenance in and around your home throughout an entire year. Just like a car needs regular maintenance, you know, oil changes, air filters and such. Oftentimes, our number one investment, our biggest asset, our home, just life in general, whether you're a working professional or you have children or whatever, it goes unnoticed and it needs to, you know, things need to happen in the home.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of services does HomeFit provide for a homeowner?
So really everything whenever it comes to preventive maintenance. We diagnose each home individually because everybody's home is different. But we do things like HVAC services annually, air filter changes, all the way down to light bulb changes, carbon monoxide, smoke detector, routines, battery changes, reverse osmosis, water softener systems. You name it, if it's something that needs to be maintained, your fridge filter, you know, a lot of people don't know that there's a fridge filter in there that, you know, helps clean the water that comes out the refrigerator. That should be changed twice a year. Dehumidifiers underneath the home on a crawl space, they have filters and they should be changed twice a year. So there's a lot of aspects of the home that people are aware of and informed about. And they just don't get around to it. And then there's a lot of things in the home that people just honestly don't have an idea that it's even, you know, something that should be maintained. And it's really not a problem until there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not really in the business of repair. We're more so in the business of prevention and having your home systems run as efficiently and as effectively as possible.
Gotcha. And if you do, if your people at HomeFit notice a problem, I would imagine you make the homeowners aware of that so that they can try to get those needs taken care of.
Absolutely. If we notice something, even if it's something that is, you know, out of our wheelhouse or whatnot, we've partnered with several great, respectable local companies that can diagnose the problem and they can work with them. But anytime that we're in the home, if we notice anything that is in need of repair or something that is lacking, it's documented through our software. So each customer with our annual, we don't do contracts or anything, but we do custom plans for the home. And whenever you go to our website, the client will actually be able to log into their portal. And they'll see everything that we've done to the home thus far in the year and everything that's due, when we're coming, what time, everything's scheduled out to the homeowner's, you know, schedule. And everything will be notated. If there's something that we notice that needs correction or anything like that, then we document that on their portal. But we also reach out, Lauren will reach out to them from the office and make sure that they're aware that there might be something that needs to have a look taken of, you know, taken a look at. And we can kind of work with them in getting things done, or vice versa. They can kind of take that information and do with it what they will.
Gotcha. So and I imagine it depends on the homeowner needs or what they're looking for. But how many times a year might you visit a single home?
Well, typically, our plans do quarterly visits. So our quarterly visits is going to, you know, sometimes we'll be at the home for 20 to 30 minutes. But when we're, you know, flushing and cleaning a hot water heater system outside, like a Rinnai, or doing a dryer duct cleaning, we may be there a little bit longer, you know, an hour to an hour and a half, depending on what part of the service we're doing for the annual maintenance. But on average, you know, it's typically about four times a year, once a quarter. But we do have plans and we do have homes and clients to where we're at their homes every other month, maintaining their systems and stuff. Some homes just get a little bit more complex than others. I'd say 85% of our clients, we go quarterly. And but we do have homes where we are there every other month. We have several that we're actually there every 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It just really depends on the home's needs.
What about the folks who have second homes here in Charleston, or maybe they're renting out a property through Airbnb?
Yep, absolutely, and that's a great point. We work very well with homeowners and real estate owners here that rent out their homes or Airbnb, or maybe they're just summer homes and stuff. A lot of these homes, oftentimes these are the ones that get a little bit more neglected because they have so much traffic in and out with different clients coming in and out the home. It's hard to schedule to get something in there. So we've done a really good job of creating a system to where if there are tenants in the house at that time, that we can notify them, let them know an exact window of time that we're going to be there. And we get done what we need to get done. And everything is sent to the homeowner and documented as well.
Mm, gotcha. And I'm kind of curious if you've got someone who lives out of town, has a second home in Charleston. At some point, you've got to collect their keys to be able to get access.
Yeah, we work with a variety of different ways. We don't typically have to have keys. We do have some clients that have made keys accessible for us, which is fine. But we also have clients that have secondary management groups and stuff that we can work with that we get access to the home. And oftentimes, if there's tenants in the home, they work through the tenant to get us access in the house as well.
So
we can accommodate any way that the homeowner feels most comfortable and just kind of work on their schedule and get it done the way that they prefer.
And tell our listeners one more time about the services that are covered under HomeFit.
Sure. Just to kind of go down the list, you'll see on our site, but there's a lot more that's not even listed on our site. But HVAC filter replacement, HVAC annual maintenance, dryer vent cleaning, water heater flushing cleaning, carbon monoxide and smoke detector, battery replacement, light bulb replacement, water softener, salt and maintenance, reverse osmosis filter replacement, refrigerator filter, and all the way down to the small task. You know, a lot of people say, wow, light bulb replacement. And that's one of our more popular a la carte options, just because there's a lot of homeowners that have a second or third story gable end floodlight, and it goes out and they don't even own a ladder, much less feel comfortable being on a ladder to get to that height to change that light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And it can go months, if not years, of not working. You know, and that's something that you don't really know you need it till you walk out at, you know, 11 o'clock at night, you're looking for something, you ain't got no light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, carbon monoxide and smoke detector batteries, you know, we've all been there where at 1 o'clock in the morning, it starts chirping. Like I said, you know, these are minuscule things, but they're things that a lot of people aren't comfortable getting on a ladder. They have 10, 12 foot or cathedral ceilings. And we just really take the risk and try to make it as convenient and carefree as possible. We want you to know that your home is being maintained. It's running at its optimum level year round throughout all the seasons. And it's just something that's kind of gives you peace of mind knowing that it's being taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I mean, another thing too is, you know, I'll just mention this because we don't think about it. And I'll be honest with you, 2 years ago, I can't say that I thought about it. But I mean, greasing your garage door tracks, you know, that should be done twice a year with a special grease. And it prolongs the life of your garage door opener, your garage door, the rail system, all these things that cost money whenever they go bad. We're trying to alleviate all that.
You mean those garage doors are not supposed to make that loud creaky sound when you open it?
Yeah. Whenever you start hearing that horror movie sound, whenever you open or close your door and your kids start crying because they think the boogeyman's coming in the garage. That's not right. That's not right.
Right.
So it's time to, you know, shoot some grease on that thing and get it to quiet down, but also get it to not work as hard and it lasts longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you mentioned this, but it bears repeating that, you know, if the different parts of your home are better maintained, it's going to extend the life of those items, and you're not going to be looking at having to replace them as soon as you would if you were not doing that regular maintenance.
Absolutely, absolutely, and regretfully so. This world that we live in, everybody is so busy. I'm busy. My wife, we got a special needs son, therapies, baseball practice. So I get it. I mean, life is really busy for a lot of us. And it's just things that we don't think about, unfortunately, until something goes wrong. And when something goes wrong, it's costly. It's time consuming. And it's just a pain in the behind to deal with something that is so costly and really kind of controls the day or more than one day to have repaired or replaced. So, you know, I mean, there's certain things that are going to happen that are out of your control, you know, a board burning up or something in your HVAC unit or things like that. But, you know, everything that we do statistically saying is the number one problem for failures in the home is the lack of preventive maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things that we focus on preventive maintenance wise are things that a lot of folks just either A, they don't know about, or B, more so often than not, they just don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not right in front of your face. You're not setting reminders, and it's hard to find the time to remember to do some of these things.
Well, I would say that 10 out of 10 homeowners would prefer a no maintenance house. So if you want a no maintenance house, you can get in touch with HomeFit, and you won't have the maintenance. They'll take care of the maintenance on your home. And John, what's the best way for folks to reach HomeFit?
Sure. So you can see us on Facebook and everything. Our Facebook page is pretty new. We're working on that daily and getting that up and going well, but you can take a look at our website at www.homefitsc, that's HomeFitsc.com. And you can also reach Lauren in the office, 843-906-0556. And we would love to, you know, set up a day and time to come out there and evaluate your home. It's free of charge. And just talk to you about the different maintenance items that you need and work with you on plans that make sense for you, your family, and your home.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with John Shelton with HomeFit, and you can always find HomeFit within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.